Shalom, friends. This is your friendly neighborhood podcast host, Jake Rubin. Welcome to MSU Hillel's The Weekly Kvetch. This podcast features news, interviews, and a whole lot of kvetching. So, I'm excited for you to join me and my trusty producers, Sophie and Nate, as we dive deep into all things Jewish. Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Weekly Kvetch. I am joined here by one of my producers, Sophie, and the other producer, Nate. He's doing yoga on top of a mountain right now with a bunch of mountain goats. Thank you. I like to think I'm funny. But yeah, so this episode is going to be an introductory episode. We're just going to talk about some cool things. I might go on a rant later. Who knows? But yeah, thank you for tuning in. All right, and now we're going to jump into our first segment. Let's give them something to kvetch about. Come on. All right, another week and another time to kvetch about something. So let's kvetch about something.
All right, so for our first thing to kvetch about, we have a really, really important topic of conversation, which is that the Jewish Community Center in Metro Detroit announced this week that they are closing their health club. So that includes all things gym, exercise, all of their studio space, it's all being closed as a result of the COVID-19 financial and economic impact. And we have to kvetch about it because not only does every single Jewish person in Metro Detroit have some sort of experience of playing around on the equipment in the JCC Health Club, but where are the Jews going to work out? The Jews can't go to Planet Fitness. They can't go to Crunch Fitness. Where are they going to go?
Yeah, I'll tell you, I definitely did play around at the JCC equipment, but it was more like I kind of ran in and I would just like play around on the machines and I'd get yelled at because I was doing everything wrong. But I did grow up, you know, at the local JCC in West Bloomfield. I would go and I would swim in the pool and like, you know, I was a camp counselor there for a while too. So like I would, you know, use all the equipment and all the gyms and things. So I can only imagine that, like, how much it must stink.
Yeah, it's crazy. I like remember like using like the dance room to like do yoga for like Sunday school, because that's where our Sunday school would be held, yeah. The JCC, and like all using all like the workout, like the gyms and stuff for like during regional convention from BBYO. And it's crazy how it's all coming to an end.
I was just going to say, I imagine that must be like an economic problem too, because those memberships, you know, they're not cheap. So I'm a little, you know, I get a little worried because I know that they closed one of the JCCs in the area. I don't remember which one, but I hope that they all stay open. You know, well, I love my JCCs.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, they're so important. They're such an important part of the community. I guess this poses the question, though, and this is a fun game that we can play. What do we put in this space? So you clear out all the gym equipment. What could we possibly imagine will go in there? So I think that the best bet is to inflate a large inflatable bouncy house that takes up the entire space, and then that's what it is. So it's no longer a fitness club. It's now a bounce around center. I can only imagine that the best way to experience Judaism is through bounce. So that's what I would have to say. Anybody else?
Maybe it would have to open after COVID, but that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Or maybe like a deli.
Oh.
A really large deli.
That sounds like fun. Well, I'll tell you, I'm all for like activities. So I think make it laser tag, Jewish laser tag. You shoot your rabbi with a little, you know, things, just because, you know, you always wanted to. So now you can shoot your rabbi with a laser gun. And I'll tell you, I'm pretty bad at laser tag, but it's my video game skills coming through. It's fun. Yeah.
It's awesome. No, yeah. I mean, you know what? We want to offer a refuah shlema to the community who are upset about this closing. We are also upset. And we're excited, I guess, to see what happens with the JCC. Our next thing to talk about, the next thing to complain about is drum roll. The weather. So no, you're not your Bubby, you're not your Zadie, but you are excited to complain about the weather. It's a part of being Jewish. It's a part of the culture. So the weather has drastically changed. You know, our podcast is based here in Michigan, and the weather went from a balmy 80 degrees to a sharp drop to about a 50 degree chilly day. I know today I'm wearing long sleeves and pants and a vest, which is exciting to break out. But what do we think? Do we like the cold? Do we hate the cold? What do we think?
I mean, I don't like the cold because I feel like now we're going to be like more trapped up in our wherever we're living. Mm-hmm. And I would go on walks all the time when it was nice out and like feed the ducks and the squirrels bread.
Well, that's okay. I also fed the squirrels. I feed the squirrels all the time, and they always come up to me like they probably communicate with each other. But I like the cold, but I like the cold from far away. I like to look at it, but I don't like to, you know, actually experience it. My body and myself, we haven't come to terms with the fact it's getting colder. So I've been wearing shorts and a t-shirt every day. And yesterday I had to run outside. And it was freezing. It was too cold outside. It's too cold, and I want it to be warm, and I miss the weather, and why am I living here in the cold Midwest? And it's just a mess.
I question the Midwest weather
100%
single day.
Very temperamental.
I realize my grandma and grandpa have it figured out. They stay in Washington, D.C. when it's warm there, and then when it gets cold, they head right to Florida. And if I could retire, you know, tomorrow and do that, wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
Yep. Yeah, I feel like all Jews end up in Florida. Like, we're going to be there eventually. Like, it's just part of it's part of the contract we sign after our bris, you know. We're just like, whoop. Going to Florida, baby. I'm excited.
I didn't get one of those. I only got a baby name.
Oh, a contract or a bris?
Bris.
Cool. And I had to double check, you know.
But you still signed the contract.
True.
So you will be in Florida.
Called the chosen people for a reason. Because we're chosen to move to Florida.
You know, I mean, it's nice to have Michigan where, like, we do have all four seasons. It's just, you know, the two seasons that maybe we're not super excited about are the ones that are coming up. So, you know what? We will see. We will we'll turn on our vitamin D lamps that everyone should be getting soon. And we will, you know, bundle up and get ready.
I think what you meant by four seasons, you meant four seasons in one day.
You're totally right.
But you know, I like it because I like seeing the weather change. Like, I know people that live in like California who have never seen it like snow, and I appreciate the fact that, you know, we can look outside and see it be all pretty, and I like looking at the weather. I don't like experiencing it far away.
Totally right. Cool. Well, that's it. There we go. That's a really good time to let all of our kvetching out is here in this segment. Let's give them something to kvetch about.
All right. And now we're moving on to a fun part of the podcast, which is where I go on a rant about something. So what am I going to go on a rant about today? I'm going to go on a rant about masks. Hello. Welcome to the year 2020. It's terrible. And we have something called the coronavirus. But people don't realize that the coronavirus is happening. Being in East Lansing, which is considered to be a party town, a party university, whatever, you would hope that people would change their ways and learn from their mistakes and see all these people are dying of the coronavirus. But no, I live in Cedar Village, which is the party central of party town, East Lansing, USA. And people are partying every single night. Every night. I constantly hear a bass. Just boom, 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 boom. And now, it's like soothing to me. Like, I'm going crazy. I see people outside without masks in groups that are too big.
The worst. The worst.
It is the worst. I look outside my window and I feel like Shia LaBeouf in that movie where he's just looking at people with his
telescope. Like he's like
binoculars.
Little, yeah, binoculars. I think Disturbia. I think that's it. He's just like a creepy guy looking at people. But I'm not creepy, I swear. But I just look at people and I'm like, what are you thinking? Like of course I want to party. Of course I want to see my friends. Of course I want to, you know, hug people and be in close groups. But I'm safe. I don't want to get the coronavirus. I don't want other people to get the coronavirus. So what are they doing? I can't. I wish I could, like, go into their brains and, like, you know, just, like, rewire it. And I don't know. Man, I'm just. And I'll tell you, I run. I try to run. And when I run with, like, a mask. And I put it up when I approach people. Just because I do it for other people. It's a very selfless thing to do, to wear a mask. You have to think about it. So when I see people not wearing masks, I don't think like, oh my gosh, you know, they're so mean. I think they only care about themselves right now. And, you know, you can go mask, anti-mask. Who cares? Just wear a mask. You know, just like you'll survive. People, they go to outer space and they wear those giant, you know, helmets and they don't die, man. I mean, some of them die, but like most of them, I mean, most of them don't die. They don't die of like, you know, no masks or anything. I don't know. But like, I'll tell you, it's crazy. I sit here and I just think, man, what are they doing? What are they doing? I just want to like shake them, you know?
Mm. You know what the worst is?
What?
When people do decide to wear masks, mm-hmm. but then they don't wear them properly.
Oh my God. All right. Let me tell you.
That's the worst. That's been my number one pet peeve throughout this entire pandemic.
I completely
agree. Is people not wearing their masks over their nose.
People think that their mouths are the only things that are producing, you know, germs and bad vibes and everything. But no, I'm sorry. Where else do you breathe from? Do you breathe only through your mouth? I mean, some people might. But like, you need to think, like, if things are coming out and going in, you should probably cover it up. You know, we cover up other things that go out and go in, and nobody questions that. But here's the thing, is that by not covering your nose and just having it over your mouth, you're not doing anything. You're just, it's just like for show. Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like fingerless gloves. Like, what is the point of fingerless gloves? You're just,
phone, but that's about it.
I mean, yeah, but like you're still touching things, you know, like it's still cold. Like, I don't know, maybe like Michael Jackson or somebody else will wear fingerless gloves and like know what they're doing. But I don't. I don't get fingerless gloves. I don't get partying. I don't get the coronavirus. It's a mess. And I just, man, I'll tell you.
2020,
year of the dragon. I don't know what year it is, but. Yes. So so that's a little rant. I don't know. And we at the Weekly Kvetch would like to remind you to please stay safe out there. Wash your hands, wear a mask, socially distance yourself from people. Just be smart and you'll stay safe and healthy. I know it. And now my favorite part of the show, L'chaim of the week. So something I'm excited about is that the leaves are changing, the weather's getting colder, and that means that it's beanie season. So I finally can bring out the old beanies that I've always wanted to wear for the last year. I'll put them over my balding head, and nobody will notice that my hair is slowly going. And how about you, Sophie? What's your l'chaim?
I got one of my Kickstarter orders in the mail yesterday. It's pretty cool. It's like a photography deck, so like gives you like different tips and tricks. So it's fun.
Yeah, that is fun. I backed something on Kickstarter. It was exploding kittens, and apparently that was like the most backed Kickstarter of all time. And I have like 3 boxes of it in my room. It's a really fun game. And what about you, Nate? What are you looking forward to?
So I mean, not only is it the leaves are changing and it's getting colder, but Starbucks has now really just ramped it up with their fall beverages. And I pulled into work today. There's a Starbucks on our street. Shout out to the Charles Street Starbucks. I placed my mobile order. I got there and it was the wrong size. So they gave me a smaller size. I asked them if they'd be willing to just like pour my drink into a larger cup and add some stuff. And they said, no, we have to make you a new one. So I walked away with 2 drinks for the price of 1. Very, very exciting.
That is very exciting. And fun fact, I just tried my very first pumpkin spice latte like 2 days ago. And it blew my mind. I cannot believe that I've been living my entire life without trying a pumpkin spice latte. Very good. Highly recommend. Everybody should try Pumpkin Spice Latte. Good stuff. And that's our show. Thanks for kvetching with us this week. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Leave us a review and call a friend to tell them you love them. The Weekly Kvetch is hosted by me, Jake Rubin, and our executive producers are Sophie Dwoskin and Nate Strauss. This podcast is a production of MSU Hillel. Yalla bye, my friends.